if they sell their home or refinance, then they have to pay the loan back. But the great thing about that is that that loan gets back put back into the fund of California Dream, which then helps another family.
Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque,
David Wynn,
and we're here to talk about how to have great success in any market. And today, guys and gals, we've got a treat for you. We've got Adriana Perez-Bell hailing from California. She's working with the Canopy Real Estate team. And Adriana, it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Hi guys, I'm so happy, and that's Collab Real Estate. My brokerage is one of my favorite teams to work for. We're all about collaborating. We're all about sharing and just being working with the team. So I am so excited to be with you guys.
Well, I slaughtered that one, but collab it is. And we're excited to have you here too. You know, Adriana, I think one thing we know you as is the fashionista of real estate.
Yes.
Wow, you know how to put on a wardrobe.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, one thing David and I always like to do, we know who you are, obviously, but our audience, they don't always know who you are. And so we'd love to tell a little bit about your story. So where are you from originally?
Originally San Jose, California, born and raised here. I lived here till I was about 19 years old. And then I moved to New York City and I followed my big dreams of living in a big city.
City girl. And
So I lived out there for about 5 years, and fortunately I did survive 9/11. So after that, I knew I needed to come back to California and really establish my roots and just get back to family and things that mattered. So after that, I moved back here to California. So I've been in the Bay Area for 40 something years now. I'm not going to tell my age.
That's awesome. That's absolutely fantastic. And something I know about you, you come from a long line of real estate history because you've got somebody else in your family that kind of started that opportunity. And so you've done this industry for a long time.
A really long time. Since I was a young girl, my mom and my dad partnered together. She was a real estate agent and he was learning constructions. And so they slowly started to learn the business of flipping homes and acquiring real estate. And their number one goal always, as we were growing up, was telling us, you know, you've got to leave something for the generations behind you. Yeah. And so they were very big about establishing a mark in our land and acquiring land. And they would flip houses. And my first job as a teenager was filing paperwork for my mom. And I used to dread it because back then, if you remember all the paperwork they used to have to sign for contracts. And
right.
It was just a bit. And then you used to have to keep it for 7 to 8 to 10 years. It was so much paperwork.
Wait a minute. It wasn't all electronic sign.
No. And my mom actually reminded me, she's like, you could send a DocuSign now. I used to have to drive to a client's house. Right. So, and they would get off work at 9 p.m. and I'd have to drive. And sometimes they'd be an hour away. It was tough business back then.
Yeah. You know, we definitely have it easier in today's market. And it may not feel that way sometimes because we're super busy, right? We're always out there working, you know, and I know that falls true for you as well. But when we look back at, you know, the tech that was lacking years ago, right? Man, we've really got it easy, you know?
Yeah, we really do. We're easy. Spoiled.
I mean, I can talk to you right now. You know, you're out there in the Bay Area. We're over here in Addison, Texas. And, you know, it's like we're right here in the room together. You know,
absolutely.
What amazing feats we've come, you know, with tech and the things that we can do today. And that's, you know, also great for the consumer too, because it allows for us to do things that we just couldn't do for them before. So
absolutely.
So you got your feet wet back when, you know, things were a little bit more manual, and you really, really have had a great opportunity to see this industry as it's changed over the years. And we love to feature agents like that, because, you know, your roots are in this industry and you've got a lot to offer to the borrowers right out there. that are looking to be well led. Your family came from that investment side background. So I'm sure, you know, that's probably something that you focus on as well inside of your business. Is that true?
Absolutely. And to my mom establishing how important home ownership was, she just always really incorporated that in our lives. So I purchased my first house when I was 21.
Oh, wow.
And it was a struggle, right? Yeah. But I always knew I'd rather have roommates that help pay my mortgage versus me paying somebody else's mortgage. And so at a young age, I started my own portfolio. My parents were amazing in assisting all four. There's four of us, two girls, two boys. And they said, our number one goal is to help you get a down payment for your home. And they did just that. They helped all of us. They helped us create our portfolios. And that was their job. They just said, we're going to make sure you all have a home to call your own.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, that's part of that legacy they wanted to leave behind, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Successes for the futures to come. And, you know, I think that's a lot of what real estate is about too, right? Is when you align yourself with the right people, like you, Adriana, you know, you're going to help people find that legacy for themselves in this industry as well.
Absolutely. Currently, I'm helping my very best friend, her younger brother. He just got engaged. He didn't have too much of money saved, but he knew he needed to buy a house. He was tired of paying rent, and he's about to enter this new stage of life. And so we really worked hard with him, and we started working with him back in September. And it was like, okay, for the next couple of months, this is what you're going to save. This is how much we need for a down payment. And this is what you need to fix in your credit. And we really just established, and he'll be closing on his house next week, which is so exciting. It's so exciting. And so his older sister is so proud of him, his family. It's just a time of celebration because we knew what work we had to put in. He was dedicated to the plan, and we got to the finish line.
Well, you're part of that journey, right? You know, at the end of the day, you know, when he came to you, he wasn't mortgage ready. And, you know, you had the patience and the understanding to be able to help him get to the point where he could qualify and then, you know, get to that final stage, which is closing date, right? Where he gets the keys to the house and everybody's high-fiving and celebrating.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it takes a lot of work, but it's definitely, if you're committed to the plan, it's possible. I always say home ownership is possible for anyone.
Let's talk about that. You know, we were talking in the green room earlier, Adriana, about home ownership. You know, I think there was a report that came out that 67% of the average American can't afford a home in the United States, you know, especially in California where real estate is through the roof. But you guys have a pretty phenomenal program that's rolling out, the California Dream program, right? That basically can give them 20% down to put down on a house. And now those people that never thought they could have a house has the ability to have a house. Talk about that. I mean, that opens up that you are doing something that no other state in the country is doing.
Right. And I mean, a lot of people have a lot of things to say about California, but I love my state personally. And I love that they come out with these programs. They established this fund for people, and they will help them do the 20%. It is for first time home buyers or first generation home buyers. And so it gives them the 20%. They have to qualify. There's certain things that they have to qualify, you know, like income limits and credit score. 660 is the beginning credit score. And what it is the down payment assistance. And then if they sell their home or refinance, then they have to pay the loan back. But the great thing about that is that loan gets put back into the fund of California Dream, which then helps another family. So it's a continual cycle of helping people get into their first home.
Well, I think I'm California dreaming because I'm pretty sure what you said was a 20% down payment assistance program. You know, that's absolutely outstanding. You know, traditionally we see these programs out there at maybe 3.5% to 5%. But that's the state of California saying, hey, we really want our residents to be homeowners, right? And absolutely. I think that's amazing. I think that's absolutely amazing. You know, and you talk about California. I love your state other than the football team.
We're not going to go there, okay? We will get in a boxing match right now. But
go Chiefs, baby. I'm a Kansas boy.
Oh, we're faithful to the day we die. We're faithful. 49er faithfuls.
Yeah, for those of you that are listening or watching, the Super Bowl is just around the corner, and Adriana and I are going to be duking it out. So, but you're going to be duking it out from a cooler spot because
yes.
I heard you're heading to Vegas, baby.
We're headed to Vegas, and I'm so excited. I am like, I want to do the Super Bowl experience. I can't wait to see Usher at halftime. To see all my top players, you know, Purdy and Debo and, oh, I'm so excited.
Let's go. I'm excited for you. I'm a little jelly. How about you, Dave?
Not really. I hope that everybody loses. I hope both teams lose.
It's that Super Bowl, Super Bowl. I'm not watching. I love it, man. I love it. No, it was definitely that was a tough end of our season as well. I also happen to be a Cowboys fan. Man, that was rough. That was a rough end. But, you know, we'll get it one year, right?
We'll get through it. There's always a next
my
year.
My first team is the Chiefs, and you know, we're going to see them take it a second time because we're taking you down, girl.
So, give us one.
Right? Oh, it's San Fran's had plenty. You guys have had plenty. I grew up in the 80s. I saw you guys win an awful lot. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, man, those were some great years for San Francisco.
Yeah, we're super excited. With football, it's I love right now. And I love our team. They're just really unified as a team. And it's just great to see that. I'm sure you feel the same way. You see your team's story and getting to the finish line. And it's like, it's just one more game. But I'm like, what do people do if they don't like sports? Yeah. They just live their life and not care about things that really don't mean anything to you or I, right?
Well, they do get to avoid the emotional roller coaster, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
But, man, it's good to live. You know, I played football, you know, as a young kid growing up. I played a little bit of collegiate ball as well. And, man, you know, there's something exciting about game day, you know, and getting out there on the field and just leaving it all out there, right? But
super exciting.
Let's talk about leaving it all out there because you certainly do that, you know, in your business. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we'd love to talk a little bit more about, what you're doing out there, maybe some of your specialties. We always like to ask a question, you know, Adriana, what would you say your real estate superpower is?
My superpower, I think, is being able to see the big picture. Yeah. That although at the moment things do not look possible, my superpower is being able to see through a situation and really have faith and hope that the end result will be exactly what we need and want. Yeah. And I think we go through life with so many ups and downs, good times, bad times. But if you have somebody, and I think that is our role as agents too, is to be supportive, to be ambitious, to be super positive, because a transaction can go left at any moment, but it's also the energy you put behind it. If you have eyes and have vision for it, you'll find a way to make it happen. And I think that's definitely my superpower.
Well, yeah, I think it's your nurturing heart, right? You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're willing to put forth what it's going to take to help lead people in that direction and give them the positive encouragement that they need to know that, yes, you too can be a homeowner. And hey, we may have some bumps and bruises on some of these transactions to get you there, but I'm here to ride it out to you with you to the finish line, right?
Absolutely.
I think we're living on another 80s movie icon, The Terminator. You're not going to let it in California as well. Not going to let it go, right, until you get that person into a home, right? That's the mission. And you're going to make it accomplished.
Anything is possible. And that's my motto. Anything is possible. You just have to make it work. Whatever you put your effort into, put it all into that, and it will eventually work for you.
Yeah, 100%. Well, let's talk about real estate out there in California. You know, we're here in Texas, and, you know, our average home purchase price is typically somewhere in the $4 to $5.50 range. That's not so much the case out there in California. And I know it can be a tough market to help lead homeowners into that. So you've got a tough job in front of you, you know, with the real estate market. But let's talk about the Cali real estate market, right? What's that look like, right? I'm a homeowner looking to buy a home out there. You know, tell us about your day-to-day.
Yeah. So currently, you know, we had a little bit of a slowdown probably between October, December, which is naturally really slow, but it really slowed down. So during that time, we really encouraged those people, like, let's try to get you into something now. You know, people are taking below market offers, and we really, you know, let's try. But people, it's the holidays and it was hard.
It is.
Now, unfortunately, we're seeing multiple offers on housing again. And Silicon Valley is just such a huge hub that
it is.
I think that the way we're moving is we're starting to think of ourselves more as a metropolitan city. So single family homes are scarce, but there are some really good options for condos and townhouses, and having, you know, being able to get into one of those as your starter home. And because our inventory is so low that it's making people understand that let's get you into something now. And then we move into that dream home or we move forward. There's also people who do, you know, remote work majority of the week. So we're looking at the outer cities of the Bay Area, like a San Leandro and a Vallejo, things that are just outside of that immediate Silicon Valley that do have lower prices and great homes and opportunities.
That's awesome. You know, so, you know, there's opportunities there. And some people may not know that, right? You may have some people that are watching this that live in the city and just don't know, you know, what options are out there. They're in the middle of, you know, they're still paying, you know, rent and not gaining equity. And that's one thing, you know, that I know you're very much against. And we'll talk about that in a second, because you've got a purchase you're looking at helping make your soon, right? But we know that there's value in home ownership, because when you're spending money every single month and putting that towards rent, you're not investing in anything, right? You know, you're investing in somebody else's dream. Whereas when you go out there and you start to find your own property, you're putting yourself in a position where you can gain financial wealth. And, you know, you talk about the starter home. I think that's important, because properties will continue to rise 3 to 5% every year. So sometimes that starter home can turn into the dream home faster than you think, because you're going to gain equity in that property that you move into. And eventually you can take that equity and reinvest it into that long-term vision, right? That long-term goal. So
absolutely. And I think that sometimes you have an idea in your mind, but having a good agent on your side to help you see a big picture and see different avenues to get there. We can always get to the end goal, but what are the different avenues to get you there? Just not doing anything is not an avenue. Yeah. That's you being stuck. So let's work out the different avenues to get you to that big goal. And let's try everything. And eventually you get there, right? My starter home was a tiny 2-bedroom, 1-bath. And we lived there a couple of years and we had a baby and it was really tight, but that we made that work for us. Yeah. And eventually, you know, we kept growing and moving, but and I, you know, too, now I'm like, this is not my dream home. I need something else. You know, and so
the future. You know, you laid down some great wisdom there, though. And this is something that I think a lot of new agents need to hear. And I think it's something that a lot of buyers need to hear, too. Finding the right agent doesn't always mean that they're telling you what you want to hear, right? And what I mean by that is the person that says, yeah, oh, this is the dream house that you want, you know, let's find that house and that house is going to exist. That's not always the case, right? Sometimes you've got to have the strength to stand up in front of that client and say, hey, I know this is what you want. You can't afford this right now, right? Or what you're wanting, it's just not available to you right now. But that's not the long term, right? And you're able to paint that picture and help them understand that their long-term vision or their long-term goal is obtainable, but you're walking them through what steps are necessary to get them for the short-term goal and then turn that into the long-term vision. And there's not a lot of agents that do that. You know, I've heard agents that talk about, you know, well, we go from house to house to house to house to house, and they never make up their decision. But what you're saying is, hey, I'm going to show you what I know you can qualify for, and I'm going to help you build a vision that's right for you. And over time, you're going to make that big dream into your big reality, right? Now, sometimes you're leading them right to the dream home.
Yeah. You know, time, to me, time is so precious. It's like, I'm not going to waste your time. and you don't want to waste my time. So let's really get to what works for both of us. Yep. And that big picture, you know, and just finding the ways into that is what's really for me. I'm like, that's key.
Yeah. It's wisdom. You know, it's wisdom. You know, we did a show a year ago with another agent, and she was talking about, you know, how sometimes she'll have somebody that comes in and they want to price their home or list the home for an outrageous amount. And, you know, she'll have to kind of set them down and say, hey, look, I'm not going to do that. And this is why. And if you want to go that direction, you know, you're going to have to choose elsewhere because I'm not going to set you up for failure. And that's a hard conversation to have. You're having a very similar conversation. It's just the other way around. It's, hey, what you're wanting right now is not necessarily available to you, but this is what you can have. And this is how we can turn that into a dream that you're going to love living for. So, you know, I love that. I love agents. And that's why we had you on, you know, that are able to sit down and educate their consumers why this is the right way for them to move forward. And not always it's, hey, this is what you want. This is what you want. This is how we're going to get you there, you know.
So. Awesome. It's true. I mean, and I, there's nothing like handing those keys over and just saying phase one done, you know,
let's
make a plan for phase two.
That's right. Let's start building your financial wealth right now. So let's talk about that because you had mentioned, you might have somebody that's about to be, going to school and you're talking about, investing in that future, talk about that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I mean, I know I don't look old enough to have a child that's going to college, but I do. And so we are enjoying the time right now where all applications are submitted and slowly, you know, the acceptance letters are coming in. So as acceptance letters come in naturally as a realtor, I am looking at home prices in those states. I think that knowing whatever my daughter commits to, she's going to be spending 4 years. And after getting that first year of dorm living, you know, I know it's going to have to turn into moving into another apartment or a condo or something. And so naturally I'm like, hey, if we can purchase something, she's going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
And then she'll have roommates to help pay, you know, supplement the mortgage. I'm thinking far in advance for our family and for her, right? I think having a daughter, she's my first child. She's my daughter. I want her to be in a safe place that is comfortable and that, you know, she doesn't really have to feel like it's in a bad neighborhood or something. So as a parent, I am thinking like, how can this work for both of us as well as, providing some financial stability for her as well as for us, where it's not, I mean, we have to pay somebody, might as well be ourselves, right? So that's how, you know, right now, her eye is set on Arizona State. She's gotten offers from a school in New York, Pace University, and she got an offer for University of Hawaii. But she's just like, Arizona seems like that happy place where it's not too far from California and it's always warm.
It is.
So
you just got a little proud mom moment right there. And as you should, you know, your daughter's doing amazing things and that's all you, you know, her. But that's great parenting, you know, that's you doing the right things to set her future up for success. And now here you are already scouting out ideas on how you can set her up for future financial success. Man, Absolutely. Seriously, it's awesome stuff, Adriana. Awesome stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, let's dive deeper into that. So a lot of what our audience don't know is this, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac gives you a parent the ability to buy a second primary house in two situations. One, for their child going to college, or two, for their elderly parent.
That's right.
So you investing in that property is not a second home or an investment property. It's considered a primary house. So you get all the benefits of that. So that's a lot of our audience don't know that. You know, it's a great investment.
Well, I think there's more to it than that too, right? Because at the end of the day, you're 100% right, Dave. You know, they can utilize that as an opportunity to help their child into a home, you know, to go to school. And I did the other one. I purchased a house for my mom, who was an elderly parent and couldn't afford to manage her finances. So I took care of that for her. Those are two great examples. But I think the big one here for the investment side of it is you're teaching your daughter how to set up a financial future for herself, right? Because this goes back to what your mother had taught you and your father had taught you. It sets your kids up for that legacy of real estate investment. So here you are saying, hey, we haven't even graduated school yet. We're going to get your property while you're in school. We're going to give you the opportunity to gain some equity on this property, which will also in turn give you some funds while your daughter's going to school. But at the end of the term, when it's this time to decide, hey, do we keep this house or do we sell this house? You know, there's money at the end of that. And a lot of parents don't think about that. And that's what makes you such a great agent. You know, you're doing that for yourself, but I'm sure you do that for your clients as well. So watch out, parents. If you've got kids that are about to move out to California, you need to call Adriana so she can help scout out that perfect property so that you can help gain some equity while your kids are going to school too.
Those living costs at the college dorms are not very cheap. Let me tell you. I'm like, oh my God. So it's definitely trying to find what works for us as a family, but also thinking about the future.
100%. No, it's amazing. And what's going to happen, you know, with your daughter is she's going to walk away with an education. She's going to walk away with income that's been produced during that education process. And she's going to walk away understanding the value of being a homeowner and building your real estate investment portfolio at a very young age. So you're setting her up for that same legacy that you were set up for, you know, and kudos to you for doing that, right?
I hope she also learns how to plunge a toilet and so we can floss it and how much mom does to sweep the floor and take care of a house. You know, those things also come with it because as a teen, they get all that stuff taken care of. But when it's your place, you start to treat it different.
Well, I hope she watches this podcast and she gets to hear all that. But if she is watching this podcast, what would you say to her, right? As a proud mother, watching her walk into her first big experience.
I think that you've already done so much in your life. From here on out, it's just the icing on the cake. I'm so proud of you. You sky's the limit and live your best life for these 4 years, because after this, it's done.
I love it. I love it. Well, you can slide us the check for that plug here later on. just joking. All kidding aside. So let's talk about this. So where are you at in your real estate journey today? You know, we know that you're with Collab and, you know, what's that look like, right? I'm a customer and I want to come out and buy a new house. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing out there today.
Yeah. So we are a small boutique and we are young professionals. We are very diverse and we are passionate about helping people get into their first home or another home. We work very collaborative. If it's my listing, it's the whole team's listing. If I have a house on the market that I'm selling, the whole team is selling that house. So if I'm holding an open house, my team is out there letting the neighborhood know that we have an open house to come and see the house. If I have a buyer in a certain neighborhood, our whole team is scouting the neighborhood for an off-market deal or sharing proprietary information that can help that buyer get into that neighborhood. We are really collaborative in how we structure our business, how we see our clients. And we just feel that when you work as a team, you get so much more done in a faster amount of time. And we all really genuinely just want to see each other win. And that is like the perfect brokerage that I've entered into, and it's been nothing but amazing.
Well, that's the best part of a team environment, you know, is at the end of the day, there's probably things that you're absolutely fantastic at, and there's probably things that you're not so great at, right? And at the end of the day, we have that same experience here. There's things that I'm great at that David sucks at, and there's things that David's great at that I'm absolutely terrible at. But when you've got a team and you can support one another, you've got the right people doing the right roles. And what's great about that is the people that are doing what they love to do are running that role. And the people that are doing what they look at and go, man, David, I would never do that, right? And he loves doing it, right? But that's how these team environments work, is because everybody's playing a part, but they're also doing the part that they love. And that's what makes the experience so great for the consumer, because each person that you're communicating with knows what they're supposed to do, and they love doing it. And I love that. I love that you found a home like that that allows for you to provide your clients that service. The other thing that I know, which I think is probably pretty helpful in California, is that you're bilingual, so you can help multiple communities, right?
Right, and that goes for our whole team, right? I speak Spanish, and people on my team speak Tagalog. They speak Vietnamese, Chinese. We have all types of languages that we cover, and we love that part of the community that we have at our brokerage. And si yo hablo español.
Well, you know, that's amazing too, because California is definitely a melting pot. You know, you've got people from all different walks of life and all different cultures, and to have that flexibility, be able to walk into a boutique shop like yours and know that somebody there is going to speak the language and everybody's there to help guide you through, that's what makes you so successful. And, you know, again, we're honored to have you here on the show today and showcase what you're doing out there for the people you serve and for your family too, right? You're doing some pretty great things to hold that family name up and the legacy that was handed on to you, right? So, yeah. As much as we would love to keep you here all day, we know you've got to get out there and do the great things that you do. Anything that Dave and I should have talked to you about today that we missed?
No, I think we covered a lot of it. I thank you guys for the opportunity. I know you guys are killing it. You guys are so, one thing I love about you is that you guys are so consistent, and I can always look forward to a text message on the weekend saying, hey, if you have buyers, let me know. I got people ready to work. Or I always have, you know, an email in my inbox right away showing me the new podcast. So kudos to you guys for being consistent. Consistency matters. And I love that you guys provide so much for so much information, so much stuff for so many people. I'm excited about the California Dream for All program assistance. I'm excited to get people into their first homes. I think this year, you know, last year was a little tough, but even in the tough market, there's always opportunities. So I'm excited about this year. It's the Q1 and we're hitting the ground running, and I'm super excited.
Doing more in 24, baby. That's what we're talking about. We love it. Well, all the love comes right back to you, because we're super excited to have a chance to track you down in your busy schedule. You know, at the end of the day, you and your team are doing some amazing things. And, you know, we're glad we caught you for a few moments to share your story and to be able to get out there. Because folks, if you're looking for, you know, somebody that can help you out there in that Bay Area, Adriana is no question the go-to person. You're going to get a great experience. And man, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to get a house, because she's not giving up until she gets you into the home you deserve to own. And I love that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love that. So when our followers out there and the people out there want to know how to get in touch with you, how do they track you down, Adriana?
My email always is super easy, adrianap@gmail.com. My Instagram, which is, I upload a lot. As you guys know, I'm an Instagram girly.
You are. So, I love the posts. Keep them coming.
So my Instagram, it's APBZ. My whole family is BZ. So my husband is Sean BZ. My daughter's name BZ. We're all Bells. So we call each other's BZ. So
love it. I love it. We're the Dubus. So.
BEEZY. So if you on Facebook, everywhere, I'm just Google my name and it'll come up.
There it is. And John, who you actually know, our videographer here, aka your brother-in-law, will make sure he gets that all down there in the lower third, so folks that are watching this thing can track you down easy. And you certainly should, because if you're looking to be well-led in California, specifically the Bay Area, Adriana is the way to go. So,
Thank you.
Well, Dave, anything you'd like to add before we wrap up today?
If you're looking to buy or sell in California dreaming, I'd call Adriana. And the misconception of, hey, I can't afford my first home. Sounds like that California dream is giving the home ownership to everybody. So
absolutely.
You might be surprised.
Yeah. You know, I think Adriana is the California dream.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you for being on today. We're going to steal you back another time. I promise there'll be a podcast number two for this one. Love to hear how you recap at the end of the year. So maybe we meet back here, you know, early part of or late part of 2024 and talk results, because I'd love to hear what you guys are doing out there and how things have evolved for you. So
thank you so much. It's been such an honor.
Absolutely. Honor's all here. Honor's all ours. So, but thank you again. So, well, guys, we're your Real Estate Success Partners. I'm Devin Abue.
I'm David Wynn.
And if you want to check us out, you can find us at realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. Or if you want to come over to YouTube, find us at the Dubuque team. And I think you should on this one. You're going to want to meet Adriana face to face. And that's how you're going to do that. We absolutely appreciate the reviews. And we'd really love it if you'd subscribe. We want to be able to keep bringing this great content back out to you year after year. So thank you all for coming today. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.